Hi everyone, my name's Mark, and I'm here to talk about my recent experience working as an intern. For anyone interested in a career in science or nature, accumulating practical experience is absolutely vital, and I want to share how I got mine.
When I first went to university, I was completely convinced that my future lay in marine biology. I spent my whole first year reading about the oceans. However, after taking a few elective modules on weather systems, my focus shifted entirely to climate change. I realized that understanding our atmosphere was what I truly wanted to dedicate my career to.
I knew that to get a good job after graduating, I needed some hands-on experience in the real world. I spent ages checking the physical notice boards on campus, expecting to see posters for summer placements or volunteer roles. I didn't see anything suitable there. Instead, I actually found the perfect opportunity advertised on a university website, which had a dedicated section for science undergraduates.
The position was at a highly respected meteorological organisation, specifically working within their membership department. When applying, I assumed they would just want a standard CV outlining my grades and part-time jobs. However, the instructions explicitly stated that applicants must submit a cover letter detailing why they wanted to work with the organisation and what they could bring to the role. It took me days to get it right, but it paid off.
Once I started the internship, I quickly realised I wasn't going to be forecasting the weather or launching balloons, of course. My supervisor initially suggested I might spend most of my time answering routine phone queries. As it turned out, they desperately needed administrative help, so my main daily task ended up being updating the database with new member details and correcting errors. It wasn't glamorous, but it was essential work.
The membership department looks after thousands of professionals and hobbyists who subscribe to the organization. I had expected to help out with distributing their monthly magazine to these people, but actually they were incredibly busy, so I was assigned to assist with the complex preparations for an annual conference. I had to contact guest speakers, arrange accommodation, and organise the scheduling.
Being thrown into the deep end like that was a fantastic way to accumulate practical experience. Before I started, I honestly thought my technical knowledge of meteorology would improve the most. Yet, looking back, it was undoubtedly my communication skills that saw the biggest difference, simply because I was constantly liaising with so many different people on the phone and via email.
I also learnt a great deal about the diverse groups of people who rely on accurate weather data. You might assume the organisation's members are mostly academic scientists or university professors. In reality, I discovered that a large percentage of the people I interacted with were farmers who desperately need precise, localised weather information to protect their crops and plan their harvests.
Towards the end of my placement, my manager trusted me enough to give me my own independent project. I secretly hoped I'd get to write a feature article for their public website, but what I actually successfully designed and produced was a monthly newsletter, which was then emailed out to all the registered subscribers. It was incredibly rewarding to see my work distributed to so many people.
Leaving the organisation on my final day was quite emotional. I didn't get a permanent job offer straight away, which wasn't a surprise, as they simply didn't have the budget to hire anyone new at the time. Nevertheless, I was absolutely thrilled when my manager presented me with a certificate to acknowledge my hard work and dedication over the summer. It's something I'm very proud of.
As for my future, this internship has really helped to clarify my career path. I'm definitely not planning to become a TV weather presenter, which is what many of my friends usually guess when I mention meteorology. Instead, after I finish my degree, I'm hoping to secure a role as a research assistant within the very same organisation. I've already started preparing my application.